Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you an exclusive interview with Arun Goyal, Indian High Commissioner to Croatia, on the eve of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Croatia. Interviewer is Sanjay Kumar Singh, Akashvani correspondent.
We have Indian Ambassador in Croatia, Arun Goyalji. Welcome, sir, to Akashvani News.
Thank you.
Mr. Ambassador, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Croatia marked a rare high-level engagement between the two countries, as it is the first visit of an Indian Prime Minister to the Central and Southeast European country. What is the significance of Prime Minister's visit for the bilateral relations?
See, Croatia became kingdom for the first time in 925 AD, and in present shape, they became a country in 1991. So Croatians, they have a population of 3.8 million in Croatia, and slightly more than that, 4 million Croatians are living outside Croatia in different parts of the world, the US, Australia, Germany, and so on and so forth. So these are about 8 million Croatians. They're very proud people and a very closely knit community. So they realize the dream of their homeland after 1,050 years. So now the first visit by Indian Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi is being looked by them, that's all the 8 million Croatians, not merely the visit by Indian Prime Minister, but of a global leader. And in the present instability, they consider Prime Minister Modi as a pillar of global peace. So for them, visit by Honorable Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi is a huge thing for them because it's putting Croatia on the global map. So this is a first visit to Balkans that gives importance to Balkans, that now India is focusing on Balkans in its foreign policy. So the whole region gets a big boost. And I think with this visit, bonding, which is likely to develop between the two prime ministers and resultantly amongst the people of two countries. So this is going to put our relations in all spheres on a different trajectory, the fruits of which will be visible in the decades to come.
Mr. Ambassador, what is high on the agenda? Could you please highlight the key areas of discussion and cooperation expected during this visit?
I think the first and foremost is having stable political strategic partnership between the two nations. So having a strong partner in Croatia, which is a member of EU. So it gives us the leeway to further our interests in the negotiations of India-EU FTA, which, as you know, is in the anvil. But on the bilateral side, to start with, we are having four agreements being signed in this trip. The first and foremost is on the program of cooperation in science and technology. So here it will lead to identification of areas of cooperation, facilitating environment for those areas, envisaging different activities, projects, programs under this, and then leading to exchange of scientific materials, information, and personnel. Secondly, the agreement on agriculture and allied activities, as many as 30 fields have been identified, where the cooperation will lead to joint efforts, joint projects, exchange of information, materials, and personnel. And then we are going to have a cultural exchange program for 5 years from till 2030 in all domains like music, dance, theater, cultural heritage, libraries, museums, archaeology, audiovisuals, festivals, all spheres. So this is going to increase people-to-people contact. And then we are going to have extension of Hindi chair in the University of Zagreb.
As you said that India is eyeing to finalize in India and EU free trade agreement, how Croatia may be helpful for that agreement and what role Croatia may play in the Europe, Middle East and India corridor?
See, Croatia is a member of EU since 2013. They're a member of Eurozone and Schengen since 2023. So the bonding between the two nations will help us getting negotiations in our interest in the entire EU. So that's where we are looking forward. On the IMEC, you see, Croatia has a coastline of 1,777 kilometers in the Adriatic Sea. India has a coastline of 7,500 kilometers. So Croatia is very well connected with Western Europe, Central Europe, and Southeast Europe, and the excellent port facility that Rijeka and Split. So I think that we will have in the days to come more aggressive participation by the Indian businesses making use of Croatia as a door to enhance the business trade in the Central and Southeastern Europe, in the Balkans. So we will have our trade growing manifold, which obviously will be equally advantageous to Croatia.
Mr. Ambassador, Croatia has consistently supported India's bid for a permanent seat in UNSC. How both countries can work towards the multipolar world and more democratic international institutions?
So, Sanjeevji, as you know, the current UN setup is of 1945 era. The world has changed a lot since then. So the permanent members are currently as based on the 1945 global scenario. Croatia as a nation was born in 1991. Croatia has been supporting us. We are currently the fourth largest economy and very soon will be the third largest economy in the world. So any global organization like UN can be productive only if it is alive to the contemporary global realities. So India, being such a big economic power, the most populous country and votary of global peace always, has to have a seat, permanent seat on the UN Security Council. So we need, as per the charter, support of the members of UN. So Croatia has always supported and we are looking forward that this relationship will help us in achieving the objective of permanent seat for India in the reformed and expanded UN.
India has a policy of no tolerance against terrorism, and India going throughout the world to expose the countries who are supporting, who are sponsoring terrorism. Given the shared commitment to combating terrorism, what joint initiative India and Croatia are taking to fight against the terrorism?
Croatia itself experienced fundamentalism, instances of terrorism. Croatians made sacrifices. So they are very much alive to the Indian perspective. When we recently had our attack in Pahalgam, all Croatians were very clear that India has been wronged. And now they are very appreciative of the measured response by India. They look towards India as a harbinger of global peace. And India's action being measured and restrained were truly appreciated by the Croatians. So if you talk to any Croatian, most likely you will come across that they appreciate India's stand and India's action. So that's where we have a strong bond relationship with Croatians.
Sir, what initiatives are being taken to enhance trade and investment, especially the tourism and the people-to-people connect between both countries?
Currently, trade between India and Croatia is not as much. Of course, it's growing. But of the 400 odd million trade on both sides, about 20% of it, say 80 million, is Croatian exports and about 320 million is the Indian export. But if you look at the total size of Croatian exports and imports, so we are just less than 1%, 0.25%, so far as the Croatian exports to India are concerned, of the total Croatian exports, and 0.67% of the total Croatian imports. So India being fourth largest global economy, so we have immense scope to increase the trade with Croatia and not merely with Croatia. So as we were talking earlier, using the coastline, using the ports, using the excellent infrastructure of Croatia, we can have an enhanced trade through Croatia to other parts of Europe. So that's where the future lies. On the side of tourism, we have now currently about 56,000 Indian tourists came to Croatia last year, as against 69,000 which were there in the pre-COVID era. Croatia has a population of 3.8 million, but they get 22 million tourists every year. So when I visited the coastal areas mayors, so they don't want more tourists because they're overcrowded. But when we had detailed discussions, then they shared that in April, May and June, they do not have as many tourists as they have in July, August. As you know, Indians go out in May and June. So that's where the complementarity lies. This is what I shared with the mayors here. When their facilities are less occupied, that's the peak time of Indian tourists going outside India. So we are working on that. I'm sure in the days to come, we'll have more Indian tourists coming here in the months of May and June, which will add to Croatian economy. And once more Indian tourists are here, obviously it is going to lead to various Indian restaurants and Indian services. So people-to-people connect will increase and we'll have a stronger and expanded people-to-people connect, which will bring our two nations together.
Sir, Indian diaspora in Croatia plays a vital role in strengthening bilateral ties. How the embassy is engaging the community here in Croatia?
The Indians here in large numbers over the last 3 years they've come. They are mostly the blue-collared workers. So it's a demography complementarity between India and Croatia. The Indians here are respected for their hard work and skills. Croatia needs Indians to have growth on the GDP front. Indians are also very happy being in Croatia. It's a very secure, safe country. So that Croatian employers are looking forward to more and more Indian employees. So we are very soon going to have an MOU on labor and workforce mobility, which will help the coming of Indian workers here, getting them find jobs here. So I'm sure in the days to come, we'll have still more Indian workers. And Croatia being a safe country, Indians being respected here, Croatians having great love and affection for India. So that's where people-to-people connect will be there, and people from both the countries will gain both on the economic front as well as from the tourist front, and on the spiritual and cultural front, because a large number of Croatians regularly go to India to find the peace. There's a yoga is practiced in large number. At least 10,000 Croatians are practicing yoga on a daily basis. So we have 250 yoga studios. There are 25 Ayurvedic studios. So people here have genuine love and respect about India, Indian culture, Indian philosophy, Indian ethos, and they love Indians.
Right, Ambassador, as you said that embassy is promoting Ayurveda and yoga in Croatia. How embassy is celebrating the upcoming International Yoga Day on Saturday, 21st June?
Sanjeevji, we are in touch with all the yoga organizations in Croatia. We ask them the way they want to celebrate and we support it. So we don't impose anything on them. We ask their suggestions. So in different parts, different organizations adopt different methods to popularize yoga, to celebrate yoga. And we support them in the way they want us to support them.
And finally, Mr. Ambassador, India and Croatia share a long-standing relationship rooted in cultural appreciation and mutual respect. What message would you like to convey to Indian public and diaspora through Akashvani News regarding this visit of Honorable Prime Minister?
Sanjeevji, as I was telling earlier, the people in Croatia are eagerly awaiting the visit of Honorable Prime Minister. They consider him a global leader who is a pillar for bringing about global peace in the present circumstances. So they respect and they love Indians. They have great regard for Indian culture and ethos. They visit India frequently to strengthen their feeling and experience the Indian culture. So that's where both of our people have a connect with each other, which goes to centuries old. So there are connection between Dubrovnik and Goa as early as 1530s and 1540s, when 12,000 Croatians from Dubrovnik, then Ragusa, set up a church dedicated to Saint Ambrose in Goa. So the connect between Croatians and Indians is centuries old. And I'm sure in the days to come, with the visit of Honorable Prime Minister, this being the first visit by Indian Prime Minister, we are going in for a very strong, everlasting relationship in the decades to come.
Thank you, Ambassador. Thank you for being with Akashvani News.
You are listening to an exclusive interview with Arun Goyal, Indian High Commissioner to Croatia, on the eve of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Croatia. Interviewer was Sanjay Kumar Singh, Akashvani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044. Spotlight.